At this time, we will have our responsive reading. You can find your Three Forms booklet on either side of your bench. And would also encourage you to hold, look at the back page of your bulletins. It might be like a little bit of information overload. In fact, that's what someone said to me. There's just so much. How do we keep it all and remember it all? Well, the main goal here isn't to retain everything that we read, but rather to recognize how, you know, the catechism questions and answers, which give, you know, succinct and summarized answers, are in fact enlarged and expanded upon in the various other confessions of the Reformed faith. And my assumption is that many of us, while we are familiar with the Heidelberg Catechism and our youth have at one time memorized all the questions and answers, we are less so familiar with the Belgic Confession, with the Canons of Dort. And so on that back page, I select 2, 3, 4 of the parallel references, and that will... So it won't be so much me talking as I'll be reading what is our Reformed standards and so forth. So Lord's Day number 4, I'll read the three questions there. We'll then read together the responses. Question answer 9. Does not God then do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? No. For God so made man that he could perform them, but man, through the instigation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants of those divine gifts. Will God allow such disobedience and apostasy to go unpunished? Certainly not. But he is terribly displeased with our inborn as well as our actual sins, and will punish them in just judgment in time and eternity, as he has declared, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them. But is not God also merciful? God is indeed merciful, but he is likewise just. His justice therefore requires that sin which is committed against the Most High Majesty of God be punished with supreme, that is, with everlasting punishment of both body and soul. All right, and so this Lord's Day is now sort of taking a philosophical look at the fact of sin and its punishment. Is it fair? Who is God to require of us what we're incapable of? Well, those are asking questions that we do well to think about. And of course, the answers that come back is, well, God is just and merciful. His justice requires this. And his mercy has supplied that. Well, we will, on the back page of your bulletin, I'll just read these. Well, you can follow along. From the canons, head 3, 4, article 2. Man, after the fall, begat children in his own likeness. A corrupt stock produced a corrupt offspring. Hence, all the posterity of Adam, Christ only excepted, have derived corruption from their original parent, not by imitation, as the Pelagians of old asserted, but by the propagation of a vicious nature in consequence of the just judgment of God. Belgic Confession 17, the recovery of fallen man. We believe that our most gracious God, in his admirable wisdom and goodness, seeing that man had thus thrown himself into physical and spiritual death, and made himself wholly miserable, was pleased to seek and comfort him. When he trembling fled from his presence, promising him that he would give his son, who would be born of a woman, to bruise the head of the serpent and to make him black. Article 16, it's just the first part of that. We believe that all the posterity of Adam, being thus fallen into perdition and ruined by the sin of our first parents, God then did manifest himself such as he is, that is to say, merciful and just. Merciful, since he delivers and preserves from this perdition all whom he in his eternal and unchangeable counsel of mere goodness has elected in Christ Jesus our Lord, without any respect of their works, just in leaving others in the fall and perdition wherein they have involved themselves. Then Article 37, then books shall be opened and the dead judged. According to what they have done, they shall have done in this world, whether it be good or evil. Nay, for every idle word men may speak, they will give account, which the world only counts amusement and jest, and then the secrets and the hypocrisy of men shall be disclosed and laid open before all. Therefore, the consideration of this judgment is justly terrible and dreadful to the wicked and ungodly, but most desirable and comfortable to the righteous and elect, because then their full deliverance shall be perfected, and there they shall receive the fruits of their labor and trouble which they have borne. Their innocence shall be known to all, and they shall see the terrible vengeance which God shall execute on the wicked, who most cruelly persecuted, oppressed, and tormented them in this world, and who shall be convicted by the testimony of their own conscience, and they shall become immortal, only to be tormented in the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And so we speak and learn here of the righteousness and justice of God. Think of those verses in, I believe it's in Hebrews chapter 12. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, for our God is a consuming fire.